Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Chavav. We are holding on Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis. We are three lines from the end of the page at Meisivei on Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Ala Shalom. We thank Dr. Landerer for continuing to sponsor our Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. So we are holding at Meisivei. What we're going to do is, first we're going to start with challenging Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had said that everybody agrees that an islandist doesn't drink the Meisota, that even though there's this machlokas about other women who are unable to have children, an akara, a zakena, but everyone's going to agree that an islandist was never someone who was Ra'ui Lazria, so she for sure doesn't drink the Meisota. So we're going to bring this long Tosefta that at the very end of the Tosefta, the last line, is going to include a phrase that challenges Rav Nachman. So that's what the Meisivei is going to be all about, and that's going to be the first issue. Then the Gemara is going to explain what the Chiddush is that the wife of a mamzer, the wife of a ger, the wife of an Evan Meshuchrar, the wife of a Kohen, the wife of a Sris, that all of these people are Shosa. What's the Chiddush of each one? When we say what is the Chiddush, it's why would I think that they're not Shosa, and how do I know that in fact they are Shosa? We need to explain the Havamina, that the wives of each of these categories of people are not Shosa, and the Maskana, that in fact they are Shosa. And then, on the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what types of people Kinoy works against. Meaning, if the husband says, I don't want you hanging out with who? Does it work against Arayos? Does it work against a Katan? Does it work against a Shachuf, who's someone who's incapable of having a full Bia? A Nachri? A Behema? So we're going to discuss one by one about all those categories of people. I don't know if Behema is not a person, but all those categories, whether Kinoy works against all of those different categories. Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss what has to be the content of the kinui. Meaning, I don't want you to do what with these people. So certainly bia, but what about other things? What about a davar acher? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities of what davar acher means, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether a kinui for davar acher counts as a kinui or not. So let's begin at Meisvei again, three lines from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar Baravu is the one that said that when it comes to an islandist, everyone agrees an islandist is not Shosa because she is not Darka Lahazria. So Meisvei, the Gemara says, but I'll quote you this long brisa that tells us a whole bunch of other dinim, but ultimately we'll get to an islandist. So Amakani La Rusaso Ulishomeris Yavam Shalom, if a person does kinoy to his Arusa or to his Shomeris Yavam, Im ad shelo knasa nistera, if she had yichud before they ever were fully married, lo shosav lo notelis ksubasa. She doesn't become a sota. She doesn't drink the meisota. And even though she's not shosa, but because she had yichud after a kinoy, she caused herself to lose her ksuba. So the husband will not have to pay her ksuba. Mu uberes chaveiro, ume nekes chaveiro, lo shosav lo notelis ksuba. If a man is married to a woman who had been impregnated by her previous husband, or a woman who is still nursing the child of her previous husband, so then she and the man is mekaneir, so she's not shosa, nor does she receive a ksuba according to Rabbi Meir. Shahayu Rabbi Meir Omer lo yisa adam uberes chaveru umeinakes chaveru. We saw that a person is not allowed to marry uberes chaveru or umeinakes chaveru v'im nasa, and if he does marry uberes chaveru umeinakes chaveru, Rabbi Meir held yotzi v'lo yachzer. They have to get divorced, and he's never allowed to marry her, because the Chum made a knas that if someone is going to be over al divrayim, if someone is going to violate this din drabanan, not to marry muberes chavero menekes chavero, that marriage has to be over, and that's it. Now this is an interesting halacha, because we're saying that everyone agrees that it's nisr drabanan not to marry muberes chavero menekes chavero. So we're saying that if one did marry muberes chavero menekes chavero, lo shosos, what happens? As far as the sota is concerned, is a din d'oraisa. So here you have one of those rare instances where a din midrabanan affects a status midoraisa. That because there's an issa drabanan, she's considered asura, and therefore the din midoraisa of sota is not going to apply. You have, I think the Maritz Chayis makes this point on the Mishnah. You have a similar idea when it comes to a sukkah al gabe behema. Going on a behema on yantif is only an iser midrabanan, but if you're not allowed to go, then it's not roi l'shiva, it's not a sukkah that's roi to be used that day. So that could impact midoraisa, whether you're yotze the mitzvah. This relates tangentially, or maybe more than tangentially, to the broader issue of do the Rabbanan have the right to tell you that because of our din midrabanan, you're not mekayim in mitzvah da'oraisa. I mean, do they have the right to say that to reformat a kiyum mitzvah, that the way the Torah would define a kiyum mitzvah is a certain way, but the Rabbanan could come and modify it or limit it, that you could only be mekayim in mitzvah in certain ways and not in other ways. For example, the Gemara at the beginning of Masech HaSukkah tells us that the minimum shear of a sukkah is six three shittos. One shittah is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. One shittah is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Why would you need 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim? Because you need makom for Rosh of Rubo Vishulchano. So in that context, the Gemara talks about, yeah, what if you're sitting Rosh of Rubo betocha sukkah, Vishulchano betocha bayis? So there's a possibility that in Kenos Yisrael kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, that if you sit that way, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. But everyone agrees that that's not a daraisa issue if you have Shulchan b'toch habayis. The din d'oraisa says you need to be in the sukkah, not that your shulchan needs to be in the sukkah. It's a din midrabanan shemi yimashich achar shulchan, that you might end up where your shulchan is. So you mean lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamechas? That's machlokas Tosus and the Ran in Masechta Sukkah. It could be that once the rabbanan make that din, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah midoraisa of sukkah. So sometimes the rabbanan have the right to impact the din d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'oraisa. So this would be one of those examples. Certainly the Shitas Rabbi Meir that Mubaris Chaver Minex Chavero is Lo Shosos Lo Notos Ksubasa, so that even though the whole thing is only a din midrabanan. Anyway, the Chum say Yotzi, when she gives man lichnos yichnos. That we're not, it's true there is Nisud Rabbanan Mubaris Chavero Minex Chavero, but we're not going to make her Asumatim forever. You're not allowed to be married to her while she's Mubaris, while she's Minekis, because we're afraid that she's going to neglect the child from the first husband, and you're going to neglect that child from the first husband. So as soon as that child is a little more independent, doesn't require the mother to nurse from, has other ways to eat, so then you can marry her, then you can take her back. Next halacha in this long Tosefta that ultimately will get to an island is Vaharova, if you have a young man, Shenasa Akaru Uzakena, who marries a barren woman or a zakena, ve'inlo isha ubanim meikara, and he doesn't have any previous family, he doesn't have a wife and children, lo shosav lo notalas ksuba, then she's not going to drink because she's not ru'uya to him. They shouldn't be married. He has a mitzvah puravu, he shouldn't be married to such a woman if he doesn't have another wife or children from somewhere else. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says that the akara and the zakena are not asuros to him. Just because he currently doesn't have another wife, he does not yet have children from somebody else, doesn't mean that he won't. He always has the ability to marry a second wife and have children from there, and therefore there's no inherent iser in being married to an akar or zakena. But if a person does kinoi on his arusa or on his shomeres yavam, now we're giving the flip side of all three cases that we gave. So we started with Mekani La'rusas Shomeres Yavam, and she was Nistra before he was ever Koneser. So now we're giving the flip side of that. He was Mekani La'rusas Shomeres Yavam, and after they already were fully married, she had Stira. So Oshosa Olo Natal Suba. Then she becomes a regular Sota. She could drink the May Sota, and if she doesn't drink the May Sota, she loses her Ksuba. Muberes Umenekes Atzmo, the flip side of Muberes Chavero, Menekes Chavero, is if it's Muberes Atzmo, Menekes Atzmo, it's his own pregnant wife, or his own wife that's nursing his own child. So Osho, so again, she has the possibility of drinking the Mesota. Alana tells Ksubasa. And if she doesn't drink the May Sota, she loses her Ksuba, like a regular Sota. Rashi discusses, well, what's the Chiddush? Why would it not be that way? That Muberes Atzmo, Menekes Atzmo, would not be Shosa. So Rashi writes, no, the Chiddush is that she's Shosa Miyad. You might think that if she's pregnant or she's nursing, that baby relies on her. So if she dies, the baby's going to die too. So maybe she should not be Shosa. So Rashi's saying that we do not delay. She's Shosa Miyad. She's Shosa right away, regardless of what's going to happen to the baby. Similar to a woman who's Chayv Misu, who's Chayv Skila when she's pregnant. That we still give her Skila, even though she's pregnant, and even though it's going to obviously have a tremendous, tremendous impact on the baby. The Mincha Chareva still bothered. He said, what's the Havamina that we'd be Choshesh for killing the Uber? The woman is going to drink, and she's saying that she's Tahora. So according to her, she's not killing an Uber. She's just, everything's going to be wonderful. She's insisting that she's innocent. If she wasn't insisting that she was innocent, she wouldn't be drinking. Okay, but maybe we have to be concerned that maybe she's not innocent. Tosos disagrees with Rashi. Tosos says, you're going to kill a baby? Tosos, how could you do that? It can't be that we're going to give her to drink right away. No, you're going to wait until she gives birth, till the Chadshei Hanukkah are over, because he says that the Vlados are the Mamono Shalbal. So even if she was Mizana, you can't kill the Ubar. So according to Tosos, the Chiddush of the Braisa is that even though at the Shas Kinoi, she was not Ru'uya L'shtia, because at the Shas Kinoi, they were not yet fully married. She was only the Arusa. She was only the Shomeres Yavam at the Shas Kinoi. So you might think that it goes after the Shas Kinoi, and then even though the Shastira was after they were fully married, that she's not Shosa the Mesota. No, Kamash Malan, that we look at the Shas Stira, not the Shas Kinoi. Now the third flip side, Harova Shanasa Akara Uzakena. Right, the first set of cases, we had a Rova Shnosa Akaru Zakena who did not have a family otherwise. So now we talk about a Rova Shnosa Akaru Zakena V'yesh Lo Isha Ubanim. But he has a family otherwise. He has a wife. He has banim. So in the Brice, it's not clear whether these banim were there before the kinoi, and it turns out at the Shas HaKinoi, she was already ru'uya to him, or even if the banim are born after the kinoi before the stira, that as long as at the Shas stira, she was ru'uya to him. So Tosas writes, based on Yerushalmi, that the Shas kinoi is the koveya. That if when we're saying that he had Yishu Banim, it means he had Yishu Banim already at the Shas Kinui. So the Karen Orr just points out that that's somewhat inconsistent, because when it comes to the Shomeres Yavim and the Arusa, the Shas Kinui is not what mattered. She was still only a Shomeres Yavim and Arusa at the Shas Kinui, and as long as at the Shas Tira they were fully married, she was able to become a Sota. So why over here would we look at the Shas Kinui? So it's a strange difference between the cases, that when it comes to someone who's Ein Lo Yishu Banim, it's or Yesh Lo Yishu Banim, and was married to an Akar Zakena, it has to be the Yesh Lo Yishu Banim already at the Shas Kinoi. When it came to the Arusa and the Shomer Siavim, it only had to be at the Shas Stira. But anyway, so Rova Shnos Akar Zakena V'Yesh Lo Yishu Banim. He has Yishu Banim, whenever, let's say before the Kinoi. So he already has a family, and he's married to an Akar Zakena. Nothing wrong with him being married to an Akar Zakena if he's ready to Kayim, Puruvu. I mean, nothing wrong. The Halacha is, Gemara and Yavama says, Beboker Zoras Recha, Le'erev Al Tadach Yadecha, that even after a person is Mekayim Mitzvah Peruvu, it's preferred to continue to have more children afterwards. The Gemara says you don't know which children are going to give you the most nachas. Sometimes it's the Ben Zekunim that's going to give the most nachas. A person should always continue to try to bring more neshamas into the world. The Gemara says, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad Sheyichla Kala Neshamas Shabaguf, that Mashiach only comes when we bring all the neshamas into the world, when we empty out all the neshamas. Okay, so but there's no requirement of having more children. The requirement is Puruvu. So once he already did Puruvu, he already has a son and a daughter, so he fulfilled the requirement, so then he's allowed to be married to an Akar or Zekena Lahalacha. And therefore, Osho, Sa Olo Natalis Ksubasa. So she has the regular din of a Sota. She drinks the Mesota, and if she doesn't drink the Mesota, she loses out on the possibility of a Ksuba. And then another case. So now we discuss three cases and their flip sides. Now we move on. Aishas Mamzer, the Tosefta says. A woman who is is allowed to marry a mamzer. So we're talking about a wife of a mamzer, but it's an okay marriage. They're allowed to be married to each other, meaning she's a mamzeres or she's a giyores. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Sota has a lashon mamzeres ve'eshes mamzer are shosos. So the Kesef Mishnah points out that probably the girsa should be mamzeres eshes mamzer. Not that it's two cases, mamzeres ve'eshes mamzer. It's mamzeres eshes mamzer. So mamzeres who is married to a mamzer. Mishnah says you don't have to change it. What the Rambam means is mamzeres who's married to a ger, or an eshes mamzer if she's a giyores. Okay, whatever. Meaning the point is that there's a mamzer involved and this marriage is permissible because it's one of the people that a mamzer is allowed to marry. So eshes mamzer le mamzer, ve eshes nasin le nasin, ve eshes ger ve meshuchrar ve eilinis. All these people, if the husband is mekaneh and she's nistera, since that these are marriages that are permissible, O Shosa, Olo Natalis Ksuba, she's a regular Sota. And there we have it. It said in that very last, we got it at the last line of that Tosefta, the islandist, that an islandist becomes a regular Sota. So Katani Miya islandist, Tiyufte Rav Nachman, and that's the Tiyufta on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman had said in yesterday's daf that everyone agrees that an islandist cannot become a Sota, because an islandist is not even Ra'ui Lazria, so she's totally excluded from being a Sota. And here you have it in Tosefta, that an islandist becomes a regular Sota. So how's Rav Nachman going to answer this Tosefta? So Rav Nachman will say, don't challenge me from this Tosefta, from this Braisa. Tanayi, it's a machlokas Tanayim. Ve'anada amri kiay Tana. I'm assuming, like the Tana, that holds like Rabbi Elazar, that you're allowed to be Mekayim Islandist even if she doesn't have Ishu Abadim, and still she's not Shosa. Meaning there are three possibilities with an Islandist. There's a possibility that you're just not allowed to be married to an Islandist because she can't have children. There's a possibility that you can be married to an Islandist and she's Shosa Mesota, regularly subject to all. And then there's this third possibility, nothing wrong with being married to an islandist even if you don't have Yishu Banim, because you could always marry somebody else if you want to, but she can't become a Sota. So Rav Nachman says, I hold like that middle possibility, that there's nothing wrong with being married to an islandist even though she can't have children, because you can always marry somebody else, but she cannot be a Sota. Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, islandist lo shosa v'lo notel k'suba, that an islandist cannot be shosa nor notel k'suba, shenemar, because the pasuk says that when she's vindicated from drinking the me'amarim, v'niksa v'nizra azera, that now that she's been vindicated, she's going to have children. Well, misha darka lazria, yatzas azu she'en darka lazria, but it has to be a woman who has the derech that she's able to have children. But an islandist is not able to have children. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar does not say that an akara and a zakena are not shosos. He only says an islandist is not shosa. And he also doesn't say that the reason she's not shosa is because you're not allowed to stay married to her. He says, no, the reason she's not shosa is because she's not roi lazria. So the understanding that you have is you are allowed to stay married to her, but yet she's not shosa. Unlike an akaru zakena, who would be shosa. So Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore he says an islandist is not shosa according to any of the Tanoim in our Mishnah. V'rabbanan, and the shita of the Braisa, who says that an islandist is shosa, hi v'niksa v'nizra zera mai avdilei. What do they do with the pasuk of v'niksa v'nizra zera? It can't be to tell me that an islandist is excluded from being shosa the mesota, because the Braisa holds that the islandist does drink the mesota. Oh, mibayilu, they use that pasuk licha titanya for what's taught in the following braisa. V'niksa v'nizra azera shem haisa akara nifkedes divrei Rabbi Akiva, that if she was previously an akara, now she's not going to be an akara. Now she'll be zochet to have children. That's how Rabbi Akiva understands of Nixon and Israel Zera, that even if she wasn't able to have Zera previously, now she's going to be able to have children. It's going to become this great bracha for her that she's going to be able to have children. So Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel challenges Rabbi Akiva. In Cain, if that's true, that any woman who couldn't have children previously is going to become, it can, when they become a Sota and are vindicated, are going to be able to have children, Yisasru kol ha'akaros. Any akara has an easy way. You know, the best fertility plan is just going to be, instead of paying all that money and going through all that agmas nefesh of going through fertility treatments, they have a much easier plan. All she's got to do is make her husband jealous, have a kinui estira, drink the mesota, and right away she'll be promised all these children via paktu. V'zo, a whole velonistra of sida. And a woman who doesn't misbehave in these ways, is going to be stuck being an akara. You have to realize that fertility medicine back then wasn't what it is today. It just wasn't. It didn't exist at all. So imkain ma tamalom of niksav nizra zera. So what is the pasuk mean when it says niksav nizra zera? Shem ha'isi yoled, according to Rabbi Shmuel, shem ha'isi yoled as pitzar, yoled as berevach. If she used to have very difficult labors, she'll have easier labors. Nikevos yoled as charim, she only had girls, she'll have boys. Ktsarim yoled as haruchim, she only had short children, she'll have tall children. Shchorim yoled as levanim, she had children of darker complexion, she'll have children of a lighter complexion. Tulsa says, well then, if that's the case, why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel turn around and ask himself, then every woman who's having a hard time with difficult labors will go and become a sota? Meaning the same challenge he had to Rabbi Akiva, that if drinking the mesota solves some major problem that you have, like not having children, then everyone's going to do it. Well, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also solving some major problem that she has. She has these horrific labors, and now she's going to be able to drink the mesota, and she'll have a wonderful labor. So the Tosfos doesn't answer the kasha. The Marsha writes that the pain that a woman has from being an akara is much greater than the pain of tzar leida, and therefore she would go through the whole sota process in order to not be an akara, but she's not going to go through the whole sota process just to have an easier childbirth. Now the Tosfos raises the question. The Achronim raises the question that what kind of eitz is this, that she'll go and she'll be soser, the akaros will do a stira after a kinoi in order to have children. That's going to cause a mechikas shem Hashem for no reason. And plus it's l'chora and isri yichud. Are you allowed to do that? So maybe that's good for the point. I mean, that's Rabbi Shmuel's challenge. Meaning, well, why not just say, in a chinami, yeah, all the akaros are going to go and they'll be, so what? So we'll be so terrible, right? What's the injustice in that? So, no, the answer is that's terrible, because then we're going to have to be mochik shem Hashem. Or you could argue it's terrible because it's going to be a nisri yichud. Not so clear that it's necessarily going to be a nisri yichud, because the gedarim of stira are not the same as the gedarim of yichud, right? The Gemara says that Chana threatened to do this. Gemara in Bracha says that Chana, when she couldn't have children, said that when she davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a child, and if you don't, I'm going to force your hand, because I'm going to go and I'm going to become a sota, and I'm going to be, but I'm going to stop short of being guilty, obviously, and I'm going to drink the mesota, and then I'm going to have this great bracha. So the Achronim are Medayik, I think the Netziv says that, she says, I'm going to go and I'm going to be soser, bifnei Elkana Ba'ali. What does it mean, bifnei Elkana Ba'ali? So it says in the Sifz Meduyak, Ba'ala Bi'ir. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to have yichud with the person when Elkana, my husband, is in the city. That's not going to be an isur yichud, because by Lebir's it had to be yichud, but it is stira. Even though it's not an isur yichud, it qualifies as stira. So there is a way to do stira without violating an isur yichud. Okay, so now we go weiter. So Eishes Mamzer the Mamzer. So we said that an Eishes Mamzer who's married to a mamzer, who's allowed to be married to a mamzer, she could become a regular sota. So pshita, of course, why not? So ma'al d'teima fushi psulim l'leifosh. No, I might think we don't want more psulim, and if she's innocent, she's now going to have more children. She's going to have the bracha of having more children, which means we're bringing more mamzerim into the world. So kamash malan, that she still shows that even though itaka is going to bring more psulim into the world. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Shelus Yavitz, Chelik Beis Simon Tzadi Zayin, brings a raya from here that a mamzer is also chayv in puravu. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph discusses that. Is a mamzer chayv in the mitzvah of puravu? On the one hand, why not? He's chayv in every mitzvah. He's a regular Jew. He's chayv in all mitzvahs. There are these very distressing tshuvas they have from some of the 18th, 19th century gedolim of women who were carrying mamzerim or gave birth to mamzerim and neglected the child, and the child died, and they asked about what kind of kapara they need. Do they need a kapara? So no, mamzer is tamal chacham kodem l'koyin gadol am ha'aretz. He's a Jew. He's alive. He's of course it has to be sustained. But you don't want to be marba mamzerim be Yisrael. If you have the choice of bringing in a mamzer or not bringing in a mamzer, you don't want to to do that, right? And there's only one way for mamzerim litaher, to have children that are not mamzerim, and that is that if a mamzer wants to have a child who's not a mamzer, he has to marry a shivcha kananis, because then the vlad is miyuchas achareha, and then the child could be megayer, and then he's a regular Jew, and he's not a mamzer. Some suggested that in the 20th century, that if you have a mamzer, so that the etza is, find a gerus candidate, and instead of the gioris going through a regular giur, so if he's going to marry, he fall in love with a gioris candidate, and tell her, instead of going through a regular giur, let her buy her as a shivcha, let him buy her as a shivcha kananis. And then when he buys her as a shivcha kananis, they could then have their family, and then she'll finish the giur, and she'll become a regular Jew, and the children will become regular Jews, and they'll all, and they won't be mamzerim. So in Nefesh HaRav, or one of the Ravs, or Pnini HaRav, one of them, they said, they asked Rav Soloveitchik, that Minchas Yitzchak suggested that. I think Rav Shurbach also suggested. So they asked Rav Soloveitchik what he thought, and he said, Lincoln freed the slaves. We don't buy shvachos. So the whole thing is, it sounds like an illegal enterprise. To go by shvachos, we need to come up with other etzas. Anyway, so eishes ger ve'evin meshuchra ve'ailinus. An eishes ger and evin meshuchra and an ailinus also can become a regular sotus. It says more pshita that an eishes ger is shosa. It's a nisun shel heter. So ma'u detema daber el b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim. I might have thought that we could be medayik from the pasuk by sota that says b'nei Yisrael, that would mean only native b'nei Yisrael. So kamash malan that an eishes ger is also shosa, but that sounds like a reasonable drasha that Bnei Yisrael means only native Bnei Yisrael. Via Marta ribu Yehu. No, because it then says via Marta, and that's an extra word in the pasuk because it already says Taberel Bnei Yisrael. So that's a ribu to tell me that an Eishes Ger is also shosa. Eishes Kohen shosa. An Eishes Kohen is shosa. Pshit, of course, an Eishes Kohen is shosa. Why wouldn't she be? So Mao de Tema. I might have thought that she shouldn't be shosa because the parsha is not talking to an eishes kohen because the pasuk says vihilo nitbasa, that if she was not an anusa asura, then she's asura to her husband. Hanitbasa, but if she was an anusa, if she was raped nabuch, then muteres, then she'll be muteres lebaila. So you see from the pasuk that we're talking about a woman who will only become asura lebaila if she's mizana baratzon, but if it happens baones, she will not become asura lebaila. And it says vihi to tell me that there is a type of woman that's asura lebaila even if she's mizana baones, and that is an eishes kohen. And therefore the hemshich of the pasuk that says that if the husband is mekanila of an istura, so and then you're not sure if she had to, if she slept with the guy or not, so she shows to the mesota, I might think it's only going on a woman who would be asura labaila only with bia baratzon, but muteris labaila with bia bonus. Vizo, but an eishes kohen hold the nitpasa asura emelotishta, she would be asura labaila even with bia bonus. I might think it therefore disqualifies her from drinking the mesota. Kamash malan that she still drinks the mesota. Umuteris labaila, and we said that an eishes kohen who drinks the mesota is then muteris to go back to her husband. Well, pshita, of course, she drank the mesota. She was vindicated. She's innocent. Why wouldn't she be able to go back to her husband? So Amravuna bimisnavna. No, the case is we see that she starts disintegrating, that she starts falling apart, that she starts getting sick, and we said that's what happens when you have when you're guilty and you have a zechus tola. So the chiddush is that she can go back to her husband. Says Gemara, too big of a chiddush. Misnavna habet kuamaya. If she's falling apart, then she's guilty. She should not be allowed to go back to her husband. So answers the Gemara, b'masavna derech evarim. No, she's getting very ill, but not in the way that it was promised. Meaning the sota is supposed to, as we said, it was mida kenegan, where we had the Mishnah, davches, where everything happens, so it was mida kenegan mida, the same order through which she committed the avera, the yerech, and the betet, right? That it's got to happen dafka in that way. We're talking about a woman whose nation's kohen drinks the mesota, starts feeling very ill, but not the same illness. So she's allowed to go back to her husband. Mal de tema, I might think, Hazanui is anai, that we have to assume that she really did have znos. And the reason the mesota wasn't bodik her in its normal derech is mishum deba'ones anai, is because the znos wasn't her fault. It was not an act of znos that she had committed. It was committed against her. It was a situation of ones. So I might think that the mayim will still be bodik her, but in a less obvious way. you know, unless Mida Keneged Mida way, because she's not a sinner, right? The whole reason that it takes the order that it does, the Mishnah Daf Ches says it's all Mida Keneged Mida, but she didn't sin, so she doesn't deserve the Mida Keneged Mida. So I might think it's still going to be Bodek her because there was a Maisa Bia there, but it's not going to be in a way that's a reflection of any Maisa, of her Maisa Avera. So Lagabe Kohen Asira, and therefore I would think that she can't go back to her husband because she was, we have to assume that she was an Anusa. So Kamash Mlan, that's what the Mishnah is telling me. No, no, no. The Mayim would not be Bodek an Ones of Znus of Ones at all. And therefore, you can't prove from the fact that she's Nisnavna that she was Mizana at all, even Ba'ones. And therefore, she can go back to her husband. So if an Eishes Kohen drinks the Meisota and she starts being Misnavna in the Derech that the Meisota is supposed to cause it to happen, she's Asur L'Bailena Chinami, and we know she's guilty. But if she's Misnavna in a way that is not the Derech of the Meisota, she's innocent. The Meisota, we cannot assume, oh, must be that she was Nivellus Ba'ones. If she was Nivellus Ba'ones, Meisota wouldn't affect her Bechlal. It's not Bodek for an Ones. It's not including what a Meisota does. So is it possible that she was Nivellus Ba'ones? Yes, but we have no indication that's what happened, and therefore she's allowed to go back to her husband. Eishes Sris Shosa. We then said that an Eishes Sris could drink the Meisota Pshita. Why not? So Ma'u Detema Mi Baladei Isheich Amar Rachmana V'Helav Bar Hachiu. I might have thought, well, the pasuk says V'Yitein Ishbach Eshchavto Mi Baladei Isheich, that she sleeps with another man other than her husband. So and this man is a Sris, he's not Ra'ui to be Mazriya. So you can't say Mi Baladei Isheich. Rashi says we're talking about a Sris Chama, and L'chore he is a Bar Ishus. So what's the Havamina to be reminded him from the Pasuk of Mimbaladei Sheikh? That's Tosa Rashi asks on Rashi. But anyway, but in some way he's crippled from being able to have regular Bia, so therefore you would think Mimbaladei Sheikh does not apply. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that it doesn't mean that the husband has to be Ra'i Lazria. The Pasuk just means that it has to be that the husband already once had Bia with her. Mimbaladei Sheikh means that you need Kadma Shchivas HaBaal L'Shchivas HaBoel. Right, that's what we had. That's what the difficulty in the case of the Arusa and the Shomeres Yavam that we spoke about. How do you have Kadma Shchivas HaBaal L'Shchivas HaBoel and Daf Chav Dalet? Right, how do you have so we said, that he was Nivela Bebesavia, or that while she was Shomeres Yavam, he was Boel her. It has to be that it's Kadma Shchivas HaBaal to the Shchivas HaBoel. We then said you could be mekanim by telling the wife not to have yichud, not to have bia with any, and you can identify anybody, any of the arayos. So pshita, why does the Mishnah have to tell me that? Isn't that obvious that you could be mekanim for all the arayos? So mal detema nitma shnei pamim. I might have thought to say that you can't be mekanim for arayos because the pasuk in Parsha Sota says nitma twice, and it says it twice echel lebal v'echel lebal. One to tell me that she becomes asura to her husband, and the other to tell me that if the husband dies or divorces her before she drinks the meisota, she's going to be asura to the accused boel as well. So hecha dekamitzra bahaznus. That I would have thought that it's dafka in a case where, by having that nus, that's what makes her asura to the boel. Aval ha, but if it's one of the arayos, hol v'asura v'kayma, she was asura to that guy anyway. So emalo, so I might think that maybe she's not included in the he's that person cannot be the subject of the kinui and the stira. So kamash mlan. Therefore, it tells me that if the husband tells his wife, I don't want you hanging out with your brother, right? I don't want you having yichud with your brother, even though a brother, she's asura to him anyway. It's not only the bia with him that's going to create that isra, it's going to generate the isra of echel lebal v'echel lebal. She's asura anyway. Still, he's included in someone you could have kinoi against. Chutz min ha-katan. We say the only thing is you can't have kinoi against the katan. You can't say, I don't want you hanging out with that katan. How do I know that? Ish amarachmana v'lo katan. Because the pasuk says, v'shachav ish osa, and therefore we exclude a katan. Now, there is a machlokas tosas in the Rambam. What do we mean exactly by a katan? Are we talking about a 2-year-old? Or are we talking about an 11-year-old? So the Tosas writes that we're talking about a katan who's already at least 9 years old, because otherwise that's shaykh to talk about. Only a 9-year-old is capable of bia, and an erva would be killed because of the bia with a 9-year-old, and you would pasul an isha from truma with a bia savera. But a katan less than 9 years old, his bia doesn't even count as a halachic bia. So I don't need a miyut to tell me that you can't be mekani with a katan. So the reason that it's nismayit a katan bentes as far as kinui, even though his bia is bia, is because the pasuk says ish v'shachav ish osa, and the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin tells us that less than anyone under the age of bar mitzvah is enu mazriya molid, and therefore he doesn't have the full status of ish. However, the Rambam writes that the miut of years for a katan that's less than 9 years old, who does not have a bia, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that? That's a good kasha on the Rambam, but that's what the Rambam assumes. So we're talking about even the youngest of katan. Then Tosos adds over here that the miut is only in the fact that you're not shosa al yedei this kinui, but the woman will still become neseres to her husband through this kinui and stiva. So the Karanora says that's a very shvera line in Tosos, because it's not, we don't know that the katan was boel her, so she only becomes asur because of the kinui and the stira, and that's a new din in Parsha Sota, that kinui and stira generate an iser. But if we exclude the katan from the Parsha of Sota, meyachitesi, that the iser part will be chal, and just the shtia part won't be chal. So that's a very big chiddush that Tosas has, and it requires explanation. Okay, then we said that v'she'enu ish, that anyone who's enu ish, you cannot do kinoi, you cannot do kinoi against. L'mute mai, who's an eno ish? Ilem l'mute shachov, if you're talking about somebody who's barely able to perform a maisa tashmish, he's physically unable. V'amr shmol shachov mekanin al yado uposel b'tshuma. But Shmuel taught us that a shachov you can do kinoi with, and he would pasel a woman from eating truma. So mekanin al yado pshita, the fact that you can do kinoi is pashut. So ma'od detema v'shachov ish osa shichva zera. I might have thought that it needs to be someone who's capable of shichva zera, and a shachlof is someone who's not able to perform a full maisa bia to the extent that there's shichva zera. So I might have thought that there's no kinoi. Kamashmalan, that there is. But we also said a posel betruma, that he posels a woman that he's mezana with from eating truma. So pshita, why wouldn't he? Ma'od the tema of lo yichalal zaro amrachmana to isle zera lchalal the lesle zera lo lchalal. I might think that he can only be mechalal the woman if there's a possibility of being mechalal his zera, if he's the kind of person who has the possibility of being mechalal his zera, but this person doesn't have zera. So kamashmalan, that's what Shmuel tells me, that even though a shach is not a shaykh to chilul zaro, he could still be mechalal the isha. So you see that a shachuf is mekanim al yado, so you can't say that misha eno ish refers to a shachuf. So who's the misha eno ish that you cannot be mekanim al yado? Second possibility, ve'elu lemutei ovid chavin. It must be that it's talking about a nachri, that you can't be mekanim al yadei nachri by saying, I don't want you hanging out with that nachri. V'amar Rav Amnuna ovid chavin mekanim al yado posel b'tshuma. Rav Amnuna said, not true, that you can't be mekanim al yadei nachri, and it will pass the b'tshuma. The bia of a nachri will pass the b'tshuma. Mekanim al yado pshita. The fact that he'd be mekanim al yado is obvious. Ma detema nitma nitma shtei pamim. No, I might have thought that since it says nitma twice, echel the baal v'echel the boel, that one is telling me that she becomes a surah to the baal and one to the boel. Heicha de kamitzra bahaz no saval ha hol v'asura v'kayma emalo. I might think the only people you could be mekanim against is someone who would have been mutter for her to marry after she divorces her current husband, if not for this nus. But a guy she can never marry, even if not for this nus. So I might think he's excluded from the kinoi. Kamash malan, that you can do kinoi with a nachri. There is a famous machlokas for Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam in Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Gimel Beis, whether if a nachri is a boel, an eishes ish, and then he converts, whether there is an iser l'boel. So you have to figure out how that's going to fit into this this gemara. But anyway, posel betruma pshita, it says bia is going to posel her from truma. Shita, that's also obvious. It says, "Marna mal detema ubas koin kisiel ish zar amrachmana divar havaya." It says kisiel ish zar, that she's sia, and it's got to be someone who's capable of kiddushin of bar havaya. In that's someone who could be mechalal with his bia, but the lav bar havaya, someone who's not even shayach to kiddushin like a guy. Lo kamash malan de pasul. That's why it tells me that he does pasul. And then mid Rabbi Yonah, and how do I know that that's true? That an ovik chavim pasul is nish from true. truma mid Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan mishuma bishol minayin lo v'chom levet shabah kohenes alviyah v'albas Yisrael shepasluha. How do I know that a non-Jew sleeps with a kohenes alviyah bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish girl, that he passes her from ever eating truma? Shemar v'as kohen tisiyah almana u'grusha, and it says v'zerei in law v'shavel be'saviyah kinurel, that if she was married to Yisrael, she's not eating truma, but when she goes back to her father's house, she can go back to eat truma. Mish yishla almanos v'gerishin ba. But it has to be that the person that she was married to, the Yisrael that she was married to, is someone that you can have almanos and gerishin, that she can actually be married to. And then she can go back to eating truma from her father's house after that marriage is over. Yatsu ovichavim ve'evet she'en lo almanos v'gerishin ba. As opposed to an evan ovichavim where there is no almanos v'gerishin. So what is this misha eno ish? Third and final possibility. Ve'el mutimai amra papa lemute behema de'in znos pa behema, that there is no znos by behema. So therefore he can't be mekane behema. Amalei ravim parakazi l'ravashi minam milsa dom rabbanon ein znos pa behema. How do I know that that's true? Tichsiv lo savi esnon zona u'mechir kelev, that you're not allowed to use as a carbon an esnon zona or mechir kelev. V'tanya, the Brisa tells us, esnan kelev mutarin, but umechir zona mutarin, that the schar for that you get paid for bi'ilo with a kelev, that's going to be mutar to bring as a karban. Why? Shenemar, because the pasuk says gam shneim shneim v'lo arba'a, that only esnan zona mechir kelev. But the fact that esnan kelev is mutar tells me that it's not called znus when it's with a kelev. It's a terrible aveira, but it doesn't fit the definition of znus. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll have to pick up with the Ela Shifa Sarif. A little behind. Yeah.